This episode, I wanted to talk about a couple of things because it's Tune In Tuesday and we tune into ourselves and what's really going on and what we could do to really change our reality to make ourselves that little bit lighter, brighter and happier. And what's kind of really come up for me the past week is things around the law of flow. Now, I know that sounds all woo-woo, but essentially that is the law of creation. I know it's a funny way of explaining law of flow, and you're thinking, yo, it's got to do with flow. What's that got to do with creation? The thing is, every day, my friends, we are creating something. It's not just creating doesn't just apply to having a paintbrush and a canvas or a piece of paper and a pen. Creating is everything that we do when we think something. When we are thinking something, when we respond to something, when we're driving and someone cuts us off, our reaction to that is a creation. It's a creation or a manifestation of how we're feeling that ends up coming out as anger, frustration, or even sometimes the middle finger. Now, I'm not saying that the person on the other end who is receiving it doesn't deserve it. I'm not saying that what they did was right or wrong. I'm not posing any judgment on their behavior or yours for that matter. But what I am trying to get you to think about is, when you're in a moment, it could be you're on your way to see a friend and they text you to say, sorry, I'm not feeling well, I'm not going to be able to make it. Now, you actually have a choice in how you respond or react to that message or that form of communication. You can either be angry because you've gone to all this effort to be on the train or to get your mode of transportation to get to this friend, or you can not be angry and be like, okay, I hope my friend is okay, and I shall head back to doing what I was doing before. I think it comes from a place of not dwelling. And I think as human beings, what we tend to do is dwell. We dwell about the reasons why we didn't get a particular job, or why we didn't get invited to an event, or get to go out on a date with this particular someone. We dwell. We always dwell and dwell and dwell, and that's also, dwelling is a form of creating, because we're deep in thought dwelling about what could have been and why we haven't got this and why this didn't happen. And we are creating that energy of lack or that energy of anger or sadness. So what happens is when we create this within ourselves, in our minds and in our day to day, when we are cut off by that random stranger in a car, or when someone on the subway sits on you, it's not a comfortable experience. I've had it happen, because we're already in that energy, because we've already created it. Our instant reaction to that moment is not just about that moment. It's about everything else we've created that's compounding that energy to that specific moment. That's the law of flow. What we're putting out into the universe, what we're creating within ourselves, is what we're putting out there. So to be in the law of flow, there's three things you need to do. The first step is to be open. Now, being open means you're not going to be resistant. So that means if some circumstance happens, like for example, a friend you were supposed to catch up with said, sorry, I'm not feeling well, I can't do it, be open to it. Don't be resistant to it. Don't be angry or reactive to whatever circumstance comes your way. Be open and just think, okay, cool, I'll just move along now. One day I almost missed my flight back to Australia from New York. I arrived to the airport, I think, about half an hour later than I was supposed to, and the flight attendant said to me, oh, you might not be able to get on this plane. I instantly felt calm because I thought, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be on that plane. Maybe I'm supposed to land later for whatever reason. Maybe I'm supposed to sit next to a particular person on a plane that's going to tell me a life-changing story, or I'm going to have one of the most amazing conversations, or maybe I'll meet Oprah. I don't know. But I don't dwell on these things anymore. And even if it does cost me $600-$700 to change that flight, I'll just think, okay, this is how it was supposed to be. And I found that when I started accepting circumstances like that, I was creating that lighter, brighter, more open energy. So the first step is to be open. The second step is to surrender any attachment that you may have to any part of your day, circumstance, person, or event in that moment. This is a very hard skill to master, the art of surrender. Not many people can do it, because as humans, we attach ourselves to things. People obviously ask you in dialogue, are you attached? Are you with someone? It's this big thing that we tend to have, to be attached to something, a possession, a thought, a goal. But being surrendered to it means that you are open. You're open to the path that it's going to take you to get to that goal, and you're open to the lessons that you're going to learn along the way. You're more concerned about the journey and the process because you know that's where the gold is. And the last step is, surprise, surprise, gratitude. My mum always told me when I was little, when we didn't have all the things and the possessions and the toys and the cool gadgets in the world, she always told me, be grateful for what we have and also be grateful for what we don't have. There's a reason for that also. Gratitude can anchor so much for us. It anchors us right into the present. So remember, my friends, the three steps to being in flow: be open, surrender any attachment, and the third one is be grateful. Remember that with every thought, word, and action that you have within yourself, to yourself, and with others is what you're ultimately creating for yourself. Have a wonderful Tuesday, my friends.
Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look, live unbound. Check it out at conair.com and search unbound.